Love is an action word. It is the essence of why we do what we do. We love so many things, but all too often we forget to love one very important thing, ourselves. It's time to celebrate the incredible human that you were made to be. Welcome to the Self-Love Series. This is episode 2, Be True. The truth is, we all crave to be fully ourselves, to find a partner who fully accepts us, a career that energizes us, and a life that we feel is truly our own. Yet so often we settle for something easy, a path already defined, because, well, it's already laid out for us. I'm reminded of my husband Chase's favorite quote, "Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference." Robert Frost. It sounds so good when you hear that. Like, yes, that is me. I'm the lone traveler, the adventurer. I'm unique. But can we be honest for a second? What are you really doing in your life right now that is truly because you want to, not because you feel like you should or because you feel like it's cool or the accepted thing to do? I feel the guilt rising. Like, I was just dealing with this earlier this morning. I'm still trying to work on my Heezy Life branding, and I've come to terms that I may never fully get there, but I've been looking everywhere for inspiration, from lifestyle bloggers to podcasters, designers, and all around everywhere. And it just leaves me wondering, like, dang, why can't I be like them? Like, why can't I be that cool or that, like, put together? It's just, like, so much self-doubt. And I've really been fighting this battle between, like, what seems cool and what is really true to me and myself. I do believe there's value in learning from people who have had success and finding inspiration from that. But I also think there's so much power in learning for yourself and doing what works for you. I recently got into rock climbing, and it is so much fun. There is this bouldering place near our apartment that I've been going to. And it can be scary and painful. Like, I have scrapes and bruises all over my arms, but it's totally worth it. Like, it's really fun. Anyway, I love rock climbing because it's not only physically intense, but it also requires a certain amount of strategic planning. When my friends and I go, we are all watching each other, trying to figure out the best way to climb up. I'm probably one of the least experienced climbers in our group, so I always ask, like, now, did you put your foot here? Like, what did you do? Where'd you put your arm? Like, what's going on? Trying to emulate their success. But then this time, I stopped. I just listened to my intuition for what worked for me and my body, and I actually found that it was so much easier, and I had more success doing that. We know what is best for us. Yes, it is good to get counsel, but it is also very imperative that we rely on what we know is true in our hearts. I want you to know so desperately today that you are enough and that you have what it takes to do whatever you need to do today. Fight through the self-judgment and fear. Accept that you are enough and that your voice is a story that needs to be heard. I saw a video this past week from Gary Vee about permission and the fact that we are all waiting for permission from someone to really just allow us to do what we already know in our hearts we need to do. Who is that person for you? Who is making you second guess yourself? Is it your family, a friend, a coworker, or maybe it's yourself? Think about that person's face. Now think about the moment right after you tell them that you are no longer going to ask for their permission. You are now free from their judgment and free from their expectations. You now rely on the truth in your heart. Think about that freedom. Hold on to it because that feeling is you being who you were meant to be. That is being true at its core. I think we need to listen more to our intuition and hear what our hearts are saying. It's so easy to get swept away in the busyness and noise of life that we cannot hear our own thoughts. We're just like, ah, we cannot hear our own voice. We have to fight through that. We have to be true and honest and sure of ourselves. It's so easy to look around and mimic what others are doing, but I encourage you to look inside and find direction and truth. And like, I understand that this is hard. I am totally struggling with this too. But the greatest gift we can give to ourselves is being true and honest. This week, I want to challenge you to choose to honor your intuition. When you encounter a moment where you could go with everyone else or be true to yourself, be true. You are strong and capable of amazing things, and you know you better than anyone else does. I'm so proud of you. I love you, and thank you so much for listening. This has been episode 2 in the Self-Love series. Tune in next week for more love and encouragement, and check out my Instagram at heezy.life. If you know anyone who would benefit from this message, please share this podcast with them to keep spreading those good vibes. Have a great week and keep it heezy, my friends.